She caught him, she kissed him, and with the impudent face said unto him, impudent means brazen. She's just brazen. She's just kind of like no shame. Whereas the Bible says that the virtuous woman has shamefacedness, right? She has an impudent face. She's brazen. I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. Isn't that interesting? So she obviously placed herself in a position where she knew he was going to find her so she can catch him, kiss him, tempt him. And it says here, I came forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face, the Bible says. So what do we see here? We see that she's pursuing this young man. Now go to Genesis 39, if you would. Genesis chapter 39. We're going to look at an example of this. Genesis chapter 39. And I want you to notice the similarities in the language that we just read here in Proverbs 7 and the story that we're going to read in Genesis 39. Because what do we see? She caught him. She kissed him with an impudent face. Said, I have peace offerings with me. I came forth diligently to seek thy face and found thee. Look at Genesis 39, the story of Joseph. It says in verse 4, and Joseph found grace in his sight, referring to Potiphar. And he served him and made him overseer over his house and all that he had put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. So what do we see here? You know, Joseph is in a foreign land. He's been kidnapped, but all things work together for good. So he ends up working for Potiphar. He was sold to Potiphar, but God is blessing Potiphar's house because of Joseph. And he's such an industrious person that Potiphar just puts him in charge of everything. You know, he's just like, look, I got a bunch of possessions. I just need you to be the accountant and just know what I got and take care of my stuff. And it says, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well-favored. Joseph is a strapping young man. He's industrious, he's godly, he's a hard worker, God's hand is upon him. I mean, this is a good young man, okay? Very rare today, unfortunately, right? For a young person. It says, and it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. It's not like, hi. She didn't say, so did you watch the game last night or something? Or, you know, what's your Instagram? You have a Facebook. Well, what did she do? She had an impudent face. Yeah. Brazen. She came up and said, lie with me. Now, I might be speculating, but I'm assuming that Potiphar probably has a beautiful wife. I mean, the guy's a leader, right? He probably has a beautiful wife. She's probably an attractive woman, okay? And so, you know, this might be tempting for Joseph, right? I mean, he's a young man, and he might be tempted with this. Look at verse 8. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee. He's like, look, I have free reign over everything that your husband has, but you're the only thing I can't take because you're his wife. This is a young man of conviction. This is a godly young man. And by the way, he's like in a different country, different nation, right? He's like in a different part of the world. His parents are there. You know, he understands that, you know, this, the only authority really that he has is God. And look what it says. He says, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against Potiphar? No, sin against God. So this shows you where his heart is. He fears God. He's like, I can't sin. I can't do this great sin and sin against God. Like, I'd be sinning against God. Because even though he's the God of Israel, God is with me here. And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day. What do we see in Proverbs 7? Diligently to seek thy face. That he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. So she's constantly tempting him, constantly trying to get him to lie with her. Verse 11, by the way, lie with her, it doesn't mean like they're just going to take a nap together or something. Obviously, there's adultery is what she's referring to, okay? And it came to pass, verse 11, about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment. Isn't that the same terminology we see in Proverbs 7? Yep. She caught him and kissed him, and with the impudent face said unto him, etc. It says she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. This guy's crazy, look. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. This guy, you know, the Bible says, flee youthful lust. I mean, he took that verse seriously. Obviously, it wasn't even written by the time, you know, in those days, but he obviously knew about it. He fled so fast that you remember those cartoons where someone would run so fast they would leave like the cloud or their hat, it's all spinning or something? That's what he did. He's just like, keep my garment.